Hello.
How are you?
We're live again.
No, we're not live.
We're recording.
Yes, we are definitely recording. Try it one more time.
We're doing the podcast.
We're doing a segment.
With SX, Danger Dan XS, and...
The Mastermindless One.
Conspiracy podcast for the day.
Yes.
We decided to do it a little different.
Yeah, just a little something for your palate. We did not want to live this one.
It's an odd story, and it's not a well-known story, but from the moment I heard this story, I knew...
They're talking about it just as much as Trump shooters.
This was a mystery wrapped in a question mark, wrapped in an enigma.
Wrapped in an enigma.
Yes.
Enigma.
Because Mike Lynch, sunken super yacht may contain safes with highly classified intelligence inside. From the sunken Bayesian yacht, the UK tech billionaire... And his wife, Angela Bacaris, survived, and she's being sued by the makers of the yacht who claimed the boat was unsinkable, and they're claiming she damaged their reputation.
Yeah, and instead of fucking spending this money to find out if it was actual sabotage that fucked your yacht up, you're gonna try to sue a widow who just lost her husband and daughter.
That's fucking insane to me, that it's even allowed.
I mean, it is looking a little bit more along the plan side, though.
So,
like I'm saying, they're not trying to figure out why the boat sank.
Exactly.
Or why it caught fire. Because this motherfucker caught fire
in the middle of the fucking water. I mean, I've heard
maybe... And they apparently couldn't put it out.
Maybe it was struck by lightning, but then it also flipped over and sank. That was not supposed to happen. Yeah, I mean, just like the whole story doesn't add up. And now they're saying they're... First, let's give the... intro of the story, the backstory. Mike Lynch was sued by HP, Hewlett Packard, for a company he sold to them for $9 billion. And in U.S. fraud court, wherever, U.S. federal court, he won the case. He got to keep all the money, you know?
Right.
So he's sailing on a $40 million yacht now, an unsinkable yacht.
Supposedly.
And somehow, that motherfucker sinks mysteriously.
Yeah. And catches fire. Before it sinks.
Yeah.
A fire they couldn't put out on top of water.
Wow. It has top secret classified material on it. And now they're trying to finish his wife off in court. Like, what the fuck?
Giggity, by the way.
Am I the only one that finds a problem with this?
No. It is a little fucked up that they would even bother to drag a widow who just lost her husband and daughter through court instead of just spending the money that they're going to spend on their high-priced-ass fucking lawyers and figure out why the boat sank.
Right, you'd think that would be their main concern.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they could figure out there was sabotage or if something was not done right, if it was a use operator error, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Just as a PR campaign,
right?
Like, we're doing our best to figure out why this happened.
Because there's still no... I haven't seen any part of the report that says, oh, well, this is what happened to the boat.
No, I have no idea.
All they know is that it caught fire and there's stuff in it they want.
So that's the backstory. Now let's read some of the details from this story regarding the classified intelligence. It says, the highlights, Italian authorities have requested heightened security around Mike Lynch's sunken superyacht. Watertight safes on board the Bayesian may hold sensitive intelligence data, sources told CNN. And it's like, yeah, the authorities requested heightened security around Mike Lynch's superyacht because the safes could contain highly sensitive intelligence data. The Bayesian sank during a fierce storm off the coast of Sicily a month ago, killing 7, including the British tycoon Lynch, his 18-year-old daughter, and other passengers and crew. 15 people survived, including his wife. Yes, would you like to input?
Since the shocking accident, Italian prosecutors have opened an investigation into the conduct of the yacht's captain. Meanwhile, specialist divers have been requested additional protection... Divers, by the way, have requested additional protection guard the vessel over concerns of watertight safes on board may hold sensitive data tied to Western intelligence services, CNN reported.
Like the CIA?
Yes. Italian media first reported the possibility that sensitive data was on board last week. Initially, authorities feared the vessel would be looted for jewelry and other valuables on board. unnamed divers from the local fire brigade told CNN. However, it is believed that the safes contain two super encrypted hard drives, the outlet reported, citing an unnamed official involved with the salvage operation.
Yikes.
Yeah. The security request includes both surface and underwater surveillance, officials told CNN. Oh. A source with the Italian prosecutor's office told CNN that survivors said Lynch did not trust cloud services and always kept data on locked-away hard drives when he sailed.
Because he was a wise man.
Indeed. Obviously. Officials believe that the information on the hard drives could be of interest to both Russian and Chinese governments, divers told the outlets.
Ooh, so let's have a race.
And if they're of interest to the Russian and the Chinese, they're of interest to everybody else.
Well,
everywhere.
I mean, it said Western intelligence, yeah. So I mean, exactly. Obviously it's of interest to our government.
Yes.
Lynch has tied to the intelligence services through companies such as Darktrace, a cyber security startup.
Ooh.
Lynch's wife, Angela Barnes, who survived the incident.
No, Bacaris.
Was all, huh?
Angela Bacaris.
Whatever the fuck her name is. I don't really give a shit.
Hispanic or something.
Was also an advisor to two successive British prime ministers on matters of technology and cybersecurity, CNN reported.
Indeed.
And I don't trust CNN for fuck.
The
Bayesian. Anyway, the Bayesian, which is now 164 feet underwater, is believed to have taken 16 minutes to go down.
Yes.
That's kind of fast, if you ask me.
I mean, yeah.
Italian media and Reuters reported
yes.
that Lynch, along with a further four victims, likely suffocated inside the sunken vessel.
Yes.
The gathering on board the $40 million vessel was to celebrate the end of the lengthy battle that saw the tech tycoon acquitted of all courts.
Counts.
On all counts in a criminal case in which he was accused of lying about the value of one of his companies, Autonomy, during its sale to Hewlett Packard.
That's the backstory.
Yeah. Hewlett Packard Enterprise confirmed in early September that it will continue to pursue its $4 billion case against Lynch's estate, which is now
oh my
just
God, yes.
the wife.
So they're going after her still. So is the boat company. They're getting that money back by any means necessary. You already know.
They definitely are.
That the by them, they, I mean the powers that be, the elites, the government. I mean, even if...
The liberals.
Who knows? The boat company might be affiliated with the government. He might have ties to the government. Either way, he's going to pay taxes on the money he gets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've already been taxed on it, so they're going to pass that shit around like fucking...
Fuck buckers.
A young person at a ditty party.
No. Oh, whoa.
Yikes.
Whoa. Yikes. Pass the baby lotion.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's the one with all the oil. Don't come at me, dog.
Right.
Nice try, Diddy.
Yeah, they tried to say there was a shortage, but they were just hiding it all at Diddy's house.
Right. Now, this story's paywalled. Mike Lynch's widow hit with a €222 million claim from lawyers of the Bayesian superyacht builder, whose CEO called the boat unsinkable.
Well, obviously, you were wrong.
Yeah, they lied. How about we sue you? We'll sue them right back. That's
you
what
should.
It,
there
should
be a countersuit saying, well, you said it was fucking unsinkable, and it's at the bottom of the fucking ocean, bitch. Now what?
In my opinion, yeah.
That's some
countersuit.
Whistling diesel shit.
Yeah, you were some lying-ass cocksuckers, and my boat shouldn't be at the bottom of the ocean.
With my husband and daughter on board.
Boat builder behind Mike Lynch's doomed yacht, Bayesian, seeking £186 million.
That's a wholly different number.
Well, this is in pounds, not euros.
Oh.
Yeah, that other number was in euros.
Oh,
okay. £186 million for damaged reputation from widow and surviving crew. What, they survived,
oh,
so our reputation's
class action
damaged.
Their asses. You all
they
should have
all went
shit.
Down with the ship.
Right?
What?
You would have been better
what
off.
What the fuck? Hell no. According to those motherfuckers, hell no. Man, that's some cold-hearted motherfuckers. Oh, my God. Oh, I guess Bacaris is probably Italian. I feel dumb as fuck now. But, yeah. A close friend of the Lynch family has fired back, saying the company should be ashamed and its CEO is a disgrace. Yes, billionaire businessman Lynch and his daughter, Hannah, died on board the doomed 56-meter yacht, along with five others, on August 19th, the day after my birthday. God darn.
Darn indeed.
Lawyers for the manufacturer have now launched a civil claim to try and claw back losses they allege were caused by the sinking. La Nazione reported.
Fuck the French.
A close friend of the Lynch family fired back at the claim, lambasting TISG's CEO. The Italian C Group should be ashamed. Giovanni Costantino is a disgrace, desperately trying to shift blame. He rushed to the media before all the bodies had even been recovered, showing his lack of decency. Now it seems he wants to sue his own clients. Yep.
A yacht tragedy.
It was.
I know it's yacht, but fuck it. It looks like yacht.
Yeah. You want to read any more of this shit from the Irish Sun? Yeah,
fuck
it's fucked.
These assholes.
But yeah, man, they say Cutfield underestimated weather conditions and did not anchor the boat in a safe place or prepare it to battle rough waves, the captain, James Cutfield, who somehow miraculously survived. He did not go down with his ship.
Bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I thought.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if it comes back to operator,
the last one off.
You're supposed to be. But I mean, if one chamber was on fire, I'm not jumping. If I'm trying to go down with a sinking ship, I'm not about to burn to death, buddy.
Right.
I just like to tell you. But anyway.
Yep.
If it does turn out to be an operator error, the reason it sunk, then that totally puts absolution upon the company that built it. Therefore, they have no fucking merit in a suit against the widow.
Yeah, well, definitely not against
it,
her.
Oh, it sunk. Well, you didn't know why it sunk before anything was said, so you can come to terms with the slander after the fact.
Nah,
and now
I'm
that it's
of the
print,
opinion.
It's definitely liable.
On the conspiracy front, I'm of the opinion that
of course you are.
The boat was actually sabotaged. That you say it caught fire somehow mysteriously.
I'm
we read that
mysteriously.
In one of
that's
the,
what the fuck they're saying.
In
that's
one
not
of the articles.
Me.
Yeah,
I know what the fuck's going on.
I believe somebody swam up to it. They got divers out there looking at it now. They had a diver swim up to it, put a depth charge on it, take her down. I think that's what happened. In my opinion. That's the conspiracy here. That's why this is called a conspiracy episode, because I believe this ship was sabotaged by government forces.
Sabotaged.
Or corporate government forces. You know, the corporations and the governments work hand in hand nowadays. There's too much money involved. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Now a word from our sponsor. Oh, wait, we don't have them, so fuck them. Anyway.
So, holler at us, Dollar Shave Club, right. Harry's Razors, whatever. Fucking hit us up. We'll do a spot.
No shit.
No, we just did that, didn't we? Fuck!
God damn it.
We're editing that out.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That. Fuck you, Harry's.
Fuck you. But maybe we'll leave that in, because fuck it anyway. But 15 of those on board were rescued on a life raft while the yacht's cook, Ricardo Thomas, was discovered dead in the water shortly afterwards. Okay, it says the luxury vessel was caught up in a tornado, which caused it to sink. It was hit by a strong downburst and sank within minutes, is what they're saying. I'm of the opinion it was intentionally sunk somehow. Investigators are rifling through CCTV footage and photographs taken by locals on the night of the storm to understand why the boat sank so quickly.
Sabotage.
Chief Prosecutor Ambrosio Cartozio. Yeah, see, none of it adds up.
No, it really doesn't. A boat caught on fire on the water and they couldn't put it out.
I don't think it even caught on fire. It says it got hit by a strong downburst. And if it did catch on fire,
they just said it caught, that last article we read, it caught fire.
Well, that's fucked up. But yep, and then it talks about how Lynch had just won a court case over blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blee, blue, blee, blee, blah, blue.
That we just covered.
Mike Lynch's yacht was unsinkable, says the boat builder.
Yes, so he said.
It's at the bottom of the ocean, you dumb bastard. It's sinkable. Something happened.
Unnamed divers from the local fire brigade. The divers were from the fire brigade.
Motherfuckers died on it.
Let's see, what else do they got here?
Red Bull. Get your Red Bull. Red Bull.
I never had one. That's what I'm missing. Damn, we're just throwing ads in left and right, aren't we? Shit. All right.
Red Bull, it'll give you wings. Or at least you'll think you have wings till you jump off the roof and break your ankle.
Well, and on that note, I think we'll call it a complete on the coverage of the latest conspiracy of Mike Lynch. Because I believe it was a full-on conspiracy to get him. And we're going to start our outro. Join us on the podcast daily, semi-daily, whenever we decide to do this shit, because we're going to put out different conspiracies, maybe horoscopes and tarot, esoteric ideas, government-related conspiracies like MKUltra, CIA.
We're
going to
talk about some shit.
Yeah, screen mind control that Mastermind, this one, turned me on to.
Yep, and we're also going to get, like, normal people's opinions on this shit.
Yes, Matthew McConaughey and the Black Eye Club Illuminati shit.
Yeah, there's some out there shit that, you know, hey, what does the average person think about some shit like that?
And we're just going to share what we notice in the news. And the regular news and stuff, too. So,
indeed.
If you see conspiracy in the title, you know it's going to be a wild one.
Tune the fuck in.
Definitely watch that shit. It's exciting and interesting.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're out of here. Stop.
Holla, balla.
Shut it down.